This is your classical break, a daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're finishing up with Schubert's Wanderer Fantasy. I mentioned yesterday that this piece gets its name from a song Schubert wrote, The Wanderer, and it takes some of its thematic material from it as well. So today I'd like to get a bit more abstract and explore the theme of wandering, which comes up quite a few times in Schubert's songs. It's an odd but fitting theme in many ways. Odd because he never left his hometown of Vienna, living all 31 years of his life within a fairly tight radius. But fitting because he was never really settled for very long in one place. His financial difficulties meant that he moved often, sometimes living with friends or family, and always seeking out the next thing. Mentally, though, his mind roamed all over. Acquaintances often describe him as lost in thought. The song this piece was based off of was written when Schubert was just 19, a dark and somewhat unsettling setting of a poem written from the perspective of a constant traveler. It ends with the lines, quote, "I wander silently and am somewhat unhappy, and my sighs always ask where. In a ghostly breath it calls back to me, there, where you are not, there is your happiness." Schubert didn't write the poem. But something about it obviously spoke to him. To a young man struggling with success in a busy city, there must have been something romantic about simply walking day after day. But there's also something about the unfulfilling nature of the wandering, and Schubert's constant struggle for recognition and money that probably struck a chord as well. Just after he published his Wanderer Fantasy, Schubert published Die Schöne Müllerin, The Beautiful Miller's Daughter. It's a song cycle based off a set of poems by the poet Wilhelm Müller, and tells the story of a young man who courts the aforementioned Miller's daughter, only to be rejected, whereupon he drowns himself. Schubert had a penchant for the dramatic. Our hero is introduced in the very first song as a happy wanderer, saying, quote, "We see this also with the wheels. They don't like to stand still and turn all day without tiring." Here, wandering is seen as a source of unending joy, and the subject's downfall happens only when he stops to court the beautiful girl. A few years later, Schubert wrote what many people, including myself, would consider his greatest work, the song cycle Winterreise, or Winter's Journey. At this point, he was very sick, and the cycle is a bleak account of a young man who has been rejected by his love, wandering through a frozen landscape. The poems are again from Müller, and the hero is deep in the throes of depression. One thing I find interesting are the numerous references to music in the text, almost always as a consolation to the protagonist. The horn from a letter carrier briefly lifts his spirits. He mentions singing gaily in the face of hardship. And in the final song, he watches a street performer play his hurdy-gurdy, marveling at how the man never stops despite his cold and unforgiving surroundings. Maybe it's too easy to draw conclusions from a few bits of Schubert's massive output. But the restlessness that pervades these songs comes through in this piece, especially in the frenetic passages throughout these last two movements. And they also seem to show a young man not fully at ease with his own place in the world. Schubert died before he was finally recognized in the pantheon of great Viennese composers, along with Beethoven and Mozart and Haydn. And it's tempting to wonder what might have been if he had lived long enough to capitalize on his reputation. Maybe he would have been satisfied with his lot, or maybe he would have kept roaming further with his music, like he does here as a hungry young man. Here's Daniel Blanche with the last two movements of Schubert's Wanderer Fantasy.
Thank you.
that's the only finality that we get in this piece, since every movement just moves on into the next one rather than ending with a final cadence. And even that one isn't the massive cadence that you might be expecting everything to build up with. Obviously, the wandering continues. Thanks to Daniel Blanche for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be listening to a night piece by Arthur Foote. I'll see you then.